I thought a lot of people played well yesterday. I thought some guys on the defensive line played well. One guy that I didn't think had a good game was Wilfork. Other than that,
How many you want, Vince? Vince is looking at these publicity photos of us that aren't very good, by the way.
Maybe I can sign one.
How many
for
you need, Vince?
Hey, Vince.
None.
Hey, Vince, keep your head up. Maybe you can make it to the pros one day. You got a bright future.
Keep hope alive, Vince. I thought
You're
you had an
kid.
Interception yesterday.
Oh, man.
It was in your hands.
No, it wasn't in
my hands.
It was
sort of close to your hands.
Close. It was close. But I thought my hands were low enough, but I guess it wasn't. I mean, that ball basically, it probably had probably good 10 inches between the ground and my hands, and I don't know how that, man.
I was going to say nose tackles don't get many interceptions, but now I have to say defensive linemen don't get many interceptions in this league.
You have to make them count, man. And you know what? This 2 years in a row. Last year, he threw one hit in my hands, and yesterday was one that I was pretty close to. It's going to come. It's going to come. I'm going to be patient.
And you got to take it to the house.
Yeah, I'm going to be patient with it. So I'm not going to rush it.
You know, Dale brings up a point here. You know, when I saw you playing defensive end early in the season, I said, okay, that's just a one-time thing. But we've seen more and more of you playing defensive end. This is something that you're going to do pretty regularly, it looks like.
I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, whatever it takes for my team to be successful and I can help my teammates, I do. You know, and that was another matchup we felt good about going into this game. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, it may stay like that. It may not. You never know. But we're very confident with the guys we have out there to be able to play more than one position. And I think that's the positive around here. When we've been very successful, we had guys playing safety, playing corner. We had guys coming from a strong safety to a backer. We had guys going from inside, outside, with Vrabel and all those guys. So to be able to play more than one position on this team is a very, very positive for this team because it gives an offense communication errors. I mean, you can't count on a certain player to be here all the time. And it just frustrates the offense. So I think we just got to keep, you know, grinding that out. You know, and take it one game at a time. And whatever game plan called for, that's what we're going to do.
I was just going to say, Dale, sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Just watching that game yesterday, I don't know if you guys agree with this. That was the kind of game that made me fall in love with football, pro football in the first place. You know, like, you know, you're talking about the Steelers of the 70s, the Raiders, the Dolphins were good back then. It was a lot of hitting out there.
Oh, yeah.
It was really tough. You're not going to blow that team out. They're not going to blow you out just back and forth. Did you feel like that was really a physical, good old-fashioned football game?
It was. It was a very physical game. And I think that's probably one of the most physical games I've ever been in. We knew what Baltimore was going to come in and do. We knew our game plan. So we knew they wasn't going to back down, and we wasn't going to back down. And it was from whistle to whistle. I mean, it took more than 60 minutes. Sometimes it's going to be like that, you know, especially playing a Baltimore team that's a championship caliber team. I mean, from every position you can name, they have a stud in that position. And they very, very well balanced offense, defense, special teams. The coaching staff, they very balanced. And we knew we had our work cut out, but at the same time, we knew in this locker room, if we executed our game plan, we can walk away with a W, which we did. So I'm proud of the guys, man. You know, we reacted, we responded, man, to, you know, the practice. You know, it was a lot of talk about what the media was saying, you know, what we're going to take from the playoff game until now. You know what? Bill brought it up a couple times and showed a few clips, but it wasn't nothing we harped on because the past is the past. We're a different football team. Baltimore Ravens are a different football team, you know. So we didn't harp on it, and we say the things you need to do to get better, this is what we have to do. And you know what? We tried to put it together in practice. You know, I'm not sitting here saying practice was perfect, but towards the end of the week, once your game plan and stuff unfolds, you really get a chance to see, you know, how your team is going to respond. And by the end of the week, we knew we was going to respond pretty good, you know. And my main thing was telling the defense, hey, look, no matter what goes on today, we control what we could control, and that's defense. Don't worry about what the offense is doing, and don't worry about what special teams are doing. when we go on the field, we got to get off the field. I said, because you know what? Offense is going to get it rolling. And when they get it rolling, we can't be down 24 points. We got to keep this thing close. If we do that, we'll win the ball game. And I think guys just clicked. They understood that. And once they responded, we, you know, second half, it was like a totally different ball game for us, you know. And going forward, I wish guys just look and see how we played and just take that forward, because we got a pretty good ball club. You know, the guys that we have here, they love this game. They want to learn. They do everything in their willpower to get better. And you can coach that. You can play for guys like that. So we're just going to keep one foot in front of one another and just keep our heads down and keep trucking forward. And hopefully good things happen.
I think it's probably because you came dressed all in black today. But I have this overwhelming urge to confess to you here. And I'm going to confess something to you. I couldn't pick Brandon Diedrich out of a lineup. If he walked up to the table right now, I wouldn't know who he was. And he's starting for you and playing the whole first quarter yesterday. How did this guy make that kind of a leap on this defense?
Well, like I said, everybody that we put on that field, we confident with. If we didn't have any confidence in guys, they wouldn't be playing. And Dedrick, he been coming in every week doing work, getting the extra film study in, just getting better. And I mean, you never know when your number is gonna be called. And his number was called this week. And for the most part, I haven't looked at film, but for the most part, I think he did pretty well. I think he made a couple plays. I think he held his own. But that's another guy, you know, love football. He wanna learn. And you can go out and play a football game with guys like that. But he worked his tail off. All these guys work their butt off. But you never know when your number is gonna get called. But when it do, you got to be ready to respond.
Bill Belichick made a point of saying in the post-game press conference that the captains did a great job this week, staying positive, getting the team prepared. And what was unsaid to me there was, this is a tough week. You know, Randy Moss being traded, lots of comments about Randy Moss. Were you ever, as a captain, were you ever concerned that the Moss story would become a distraction, not just to you, but maybe to your teammates?
That's one thing we didn't want to happen. And I think guys understood that. You know, and as a leader and as a captain of this football team, we went in this week saying, hey, look, we're going to do what we do. It's not about anybody else. It's not about Moss. You know, it's not about really Baltimore Ravens. It's not about nothing but this Patriots football team. Whatever been said outside of here, let it stay outside of here. But when we come to work, let's work. We got a good team we have to play. And if we dwelling over, you know, the past, we won't get done what we need to get done. And like I said, guys responded, you know, responded. All week we worked hard. All week we test each other. I mean, just in practice, it was just like something clicking with these guys. And at the end of the day, going into that ball game, I didn't even have a doubt in my mind that people's minds was elsewhere besides the Ravens. Everybody was tuned in and was ready to play football. And that's what we need. You know, that these group of guys, like guys, I can't say enough about these guys, man. And it seems like every time, you know, Bill challenged us, we rise to the occasion. And we're going to have to do that, because the road is long, and we're going to have to play a lot better. We're going to play some more tougher games down the road. So we have to put this one together and learn from this one, all the mistakes we made here. But at the same time, look at positives from this game and go forward with them. And just, you'll give guys confidence. But I don't think we lack confidence right now.
It was pretty obvious what Bill Belichick thought of the play, but I'm wondering, as a captain, and especially as a captain on the defensive side of the ball, will you take it upon yourself to talk to Brandon Merriweather about the hit and the hit up on the head? Because it was obvious Bill wasn't very happy.
No, I mean, Brandon wasn't happy himself. That's something he's going to deal with. And his
pocketbook this week.
Yeah, and I'd have been fine, you around this league for a lot of things, you know. And that's one thing you really – I don't think it'd mean much if I go harp on it to him, you know. And he have to understand it. He understand it. You know, he was kind of pissed off because afterwards he had to go sit down, regain his composure. You know, Bill pulled him right out. And basically just to get his head on right. He's like, look, man, in a game like this, we don't need nothing like that. And you know what? He got it together and came back and played some football. So from a guy that's been fine, the last thing I want to do to him is go harp on it, because he'll hear from every point, from the media, from friends, from family, from, you know, the Patriots. He'll hear from everywhere. And the last thing I want to do is be that voice also. I'm the voice for him. Hey, look, that's bygone. What's going to happen there is going to happen. But don't allow it to happen anymore. That's the voice I'm trying to put in his head.
Now, obviously, the secret is out of the bag. I mean, Gerard Mayo came on the station a while ago and said, yeah, Bill Belichick's our defensive coordinator. And then Tully Bantakane said, well, yeah, Bill Belichick's our defensive coordinator. So Bill Belichick is your defensive coordinator. What's it like with Bill as your defensive coordinator? Because you've seen both sides of it. You've had Romeo Crennel as a D coordinator. You've had Dean Pease. You've had Eric Mangini. Now, Bill, what's that like, having the head coach as a D coordinator?
It's just eliminate the middleman. You know, what he's teaching, he knows is being taught the right way. And I don't think it's – I mean, of course it's different because, like you said, our head coach is our defensive coordinator. But Bill is a defensive coach. He's got the defensive mindset, and he had the right to be. He had some of the best defense that ever played this game, especially this scheme that we run. So a bunch of respect from the players and the coaches in that he's our D coordinator. But at the same time, when he's in there for the defensive meeting, we don't look at him as the head coach. We look at him as the D coordinator, you know. And that's all it is. It's nothing, you know, anything any different that he does. It's just we see him every day and we see him often. That, hey, this is how we're going to approach this game. This is how the game may play out. This is the situations we're going to cover. And everybody roll with him. So it's nothing really too big for us.
But, you know, it got to be a little bit of a head trip for the younger guys, because they say, you know what I mean? Like, there's a D coordinator. Let's say you fall asleep in a meeting with a D coordinator.
Yeah,
what you wouldn't want to do anyway. But now you fall asleep in the meeting, or you're late to the meeting. Yeah. Now it's like you fell asleep in front of your teacher and the principal all in one. do you feel like guys are more in line now than maybe they would have been in the past?
Maybe so. But you know what? Bill understands football players, man. That's one thing I can say. He understands his team. And he know when we need to crank it up, and he know when we need to back away. And I never question him about why we doing something. You know, a lot of people may say, man, why are we doing it like this? Trust me, it's a reason. It's a rhyme reason for everything he does. So I think guys just come to the meeting, and I think a lot of guys, it loosen them up now, because you go from, you know, a team meeting with Bill Belichick, the head coach Bill Belichick, then right from a team meet, you go to a defensive meeting with Bill Belichick. So I think it kind of softened guys up and understand a lot where Bill comes from, just to hear him talk about the game. So I don't think guys intimidated by him and everything.
You and your defensive teammates stopped Joe Flacco on a quarterback sneak on third and short. Do you think that had an effect on John Harbaugh later? He had a couple of fourth and shorts where they punted, and I was really quite honestly surprised they did punt the ball away to you guys. Do you think that stop played into their decision-making later in the game?
I don't know. It could be, because going into this game, we knew there was a sneak team, and they like to run a fullback on third down and short and fourth and short. So with that stop, maybe he did think about, well, hey, they plan our game plan. Let's play good situational football. And with a Raven defense, I mean – They'll line up and play defense against anyone. They don't mind by punting the ball away and putting their defense on the field. So it probably did have something to play. Who knows? But it probably, you know, he probably looked there like, hey, look, my defense being pretty good. This, you know, let me put my defense on the field and control field position. But at the same time, our offense did what they had to do. They knew what they was going to get. And you know what? These guys, they handle it. They handle it when they count it.
I brought my teenage daughter to the game yesterday, and she wanted to come because she saw The Blind Side, loves the movie, wanted to see Michael Orr. Mm-hmm. Now, when I asked Ty Warren this last year, Ty Warren didn't have any use for Michael Orr. He just talks too much, he said. And I saw you lined up against him a couple of times yesterday.
He probably wasn't talking yesterday. The way he played, he probably wasn't talking that much yesterday.
You want to ruin it for my daughter, too, and tell her that this isn't a great guy like you see in the movie screen?
We don't. I mean, we don't talk much. I mean, he's gonna be a good one at this level, and looking at his games, he played well. You know,
y'all had y'all way with him yesterday, though. I mean, wasn't as bad. Look,
hey, look, guys. I'm trying to be positive. But you know what? You know, like I say, I give a lot of credit to the Ravens. You know, they came out and tried to play their game. They wanted to be physical. They wanted to run the ball. And you know what? We answered the call, and we knew that they wanted to do that. And don't forget, we built the same way. We've been around here for a long time too. We built to stop the run. We big and we physical. And that's one thing we said. We have to play up to our potential. And I think yesterday we did.
You know, you probably didn't get in many fights when you were growing up, because I don't know if
many people would do that.
Well, don't know if many people would challenge you to fights. But yeah, for those of us who used to witness fights and get picked on growing up, you know, there's always somebody around like, oh, did you hear what he said? Kick his ass. Kick his ass. You were right in the middle of a key play in the game. LaRon McClain pushes Jermaine Cunningham. And there's Vince right there by the official. Hey, you see that?
That's a flag, baby.
You better pull that pocket square out the box.
Yeah, you want me to get it for you?
No, but that's one of those situations. And it always happened. Maybe Cunningham probably did something to McClain.
Or said
but,
something or did
but don't
something.
But doesn't that always happen, like the second guy who responds?
Yeah, second guy always get caught.
Always.
No matter how you slicing, and they always get caught in. That was a big play in the game for us. I mean, that pushed them back, and we got off the field and gave our offense some pretty good field position. So it's just situational football. I mean, it may comes down to something as simple as that. But we got to understand when that happens, we can't retaliate. Because you never know what the ref may see. So we did a real good job. I saw it, and I basically pulled my guy back and said, hey, man, throw this flag. And but the ref was on it. I mean, he was on it. He threw the flag, and I was just like, let's get off the field. You don't need to talk. We got the penalty that's going on out about our business. And, it happened to him, you know. But that wasn't the smartest play in the world for that team, and especially at that point in the time and the way that ball game was going. That wasn't a smart play at all.
Now, that was a huge play in the game. What do you think the key was for your defense? Because at one point, that first drive looked a little shaky by the defense, but Baltimore only gets a field goal. And I'm thinking, if I'm Baltimore, I just went up and down the field and only came out with three, so it's a little deflating. But what would you say the key turnaround point was for the defense in the game?
To be honest with you, I think it was Brandon Merriweather hit. To be honest with you, I'm not saying because, you know, he hurt Heap or whatever it was, or that it was a penalty, but I just think at that time it was like, wow, you know, somebody is out here trying to play some football and trying to be physical. Yes, it's a penalty, but at the same time, something happened in that play. And I think after that, I think everybody was like in tune. You know, we was in tune, and that's one thing I see. You know, happened after that play. Like I say, I didn't wish anything on anyone or nothing like that. There, last thing I want to see if guys get hurt, you know, and the penalty from a 15-yarder from Merriweather. But it was like after that play, it was like, okay, let's play some football, you know. And we started rolling from that. Don't get me wrong, we had some miscues here and there, but at the same time, it was like we were more consistent right after that. So whatever it was, it worked. You know, I hope it ain't the 15-yard penalty that got us riled up and got us going. But whatever it did, we was ready to play.
I'll give you a number as we wrap this up that'll put a smile on your face. The Ravens ran the ball 34 times yesterday. Now, you think about it. Usually if a team runs the ball more than 30 times, they're kind of having their way with it.
Yeah.
They averaged 2.91 yards per carry. The last time a Patriots opponent ran the ball 30 or more times and averaged less than 3 yards a carry, 2005.
You know what, man? Like I said, this is a special group of guys we playing with. And every week they want to get better, man. We knew how important this game was. We knew how important a running game was to them. It was a point in time on that field, I turned to the defense. I said, look here, on first and second down, we're going to stop the run. We're going to play that. On third down now, you got to get off the field. I'm giving you one down. Mm-hmm. Third down, get off the field for me. Point blank. It was over from there. I mean, the front seven, we was in tune. Third down hit, that's when we was getting off the field on the third down. So, guys respond, man. I'm telling you, if you ask for it, and the more we ask for it, it's like the more they try to give. That's what we need, you know. That's what we need to be a pretty good defense around here. We keep doing that, we'll be okay.
Good to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
A long flight to California this
week. Long flight, baby.